Belden, Sarah. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. July 19th, 1896.
Dear niece Sarah, we received your letter and I thank you for writing to me. I felt relieved to know you had arrived safely, but I was sorry you had so much trouble to find Brother Patchins. Sorry to learn Sister Israel was no better. I pity her. I pity the family. May the Lord deliver them is my prayer. We are getting along nicely. Sister Lucas seems to be acquainted with the business of cooking. I thought I might have to be breaking in a new hand, for you have left me in uncertainty as to what you meant to do, whether to remain with me or go to America. I would be pleased to have you perfectly frank with me in all these matters. Questions are asked me in reference to your leaving for America. I tell those who inquire that I am not able to answer them, as nothing has been communicated to me definitely in reference to the matter. I would not advise you to go to America, but I shall not make it disagreeable to you by holding you against your will and desires. I would not have your body here and your mind and heart in some other place. If the work here is not agreeable to you, and any other way seems to open that you shall choose, I will not oppose your accepting. If the work here is too much for your physical strength, I will not induce you to continue it. If you have decided to go to America, I will then work to that point understandingly. If you decide to make your home with me, you can do so and be relieved of all care of cooking. Your board shall be free, as if you were my own child. I shall give no other cook more than $2.50 per week, and Edith to help. Would you be pleased to visit Norfolk Island? The change might do you good. I would not think it a bad idea. You would be pleased to see Brother and Sister Belden, and if you do leave for America, you could report to Lily and Frank how they are situated. But you need not be so reticent, fearing I will oppose your wishes. Just say what you do want, and not let it come to me through others. For when they speak to me about the matter, and find I am in ignorance, then they will receive the idea that there is not confidence between you and Aunt Ellen. If you desire to visit in Sydney, to visit Brother Show at Pennant Hills, do this, and be perfectly free to go just where you would be pleased to go. We do not want to stand in the way of your happiness or pleasure. I would not want you to fill the position in my family you have done, and you feel that the burden was too wearisome. You know yourself in regard to this, and what you can endure, and as I cannot know this, you are to be your own judge. While you are now away, you may do just as you like about the period of your remaining, and when you return, if you have any different plans, please let me know. I am the one who should know. I have now expressed my mind to you, and I repeat, I will not oppose your going to America if you think this is the best thing to do. I have thought we should have less family. I thought this before you came here, but I can see no way that it will be less. And if the work with Edith's help is too much, I will release you, and you need not feel compelled to be taxed any longer in this line. I want to work for your interest in everything. I do not want you to remain with me and be unhappy. I give you freedom in every way. We will welcome your return. In love, Aunt Ellen.